Intro music, Tim Holland. Hey there. Welcome back to Growth Strategies for Jewelers, the show where we dive into how jewelers like you can grow your revenue, maintain your margins, build unforgettable brands, and keep those VIP customers coming back for life. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today I want to talk about something I see way too many jewelers overlooking, the gold mine hiding right inside your own customer database. Most jewelers I talk to are spending tons of money chasing new customers, pouring dollars into Google Ads, wrestling with Meta, trying to snag that top spot in local search. And yes, those things matter. But here's a reality check that really changes the game. Acquiring a new customer costs anywhere from 5 to 25 times more than keeping an existing customer coming back. That's right, you could be spending 25 times more just to get someone through your door for the first time. Now, here's the kicker. Research from Bain & Company shows that improving your customer retention rate by just 5% can boost your profits by a whopping 25% to 95%. I call this the 5% rule, and it's the secret sauce behind the most profitable jewelry stores out there. So why are so many jewelers stuck in what I call the one-and-done mindset? You sell that engagement ring, celebrate, then move on to the next prospect. But that engagement ring isn't the finish line. It's the starting line. That customer will have wedding bands, anniversaries, birthdays, push presents, Valentine's days, opportunities for repeat business for years to come. If you don't have a system to bring them back, you're basically handing their future purchases over to your competitors. Here's what the data tells us. 65% of your business comes from existing customers. You have a 60 to 70% chance of selling to a current customer compared to just 5 to 20% with a new prospect. 72% of consumers say loyalty programs make them more likely to spend with a brand. And 71% of jewelry retailers say email marketing gives them the highest ROI for retention. These aren't just stats. They're real revenue sitting dormant in your database, waiting to be activated. So how do you turn your database into a retention machine? Let me share three proven strategies the top jewelry stores use. Number one, leverage email marketing the right way. Social media is great for brand awareness, but when it comes to retention, email rules. Think beyond generic 20% off blasts. Use segmented, lifecycle-based emails that meet customers where they are. For example, after someone buys an engagement ring, send a follow-up email a week later checking in, then a few months out, introduce wedding bands, and as their anniversary approaches, send a personalized reminder with curated gift ideas. Automate these touch points to stay top of mind without adding more work for you. Number two, build a loyalty program that actually means something. Customers want to feel valued, not just like a transaction. Instead of a simple point system, offer experiential rewards that feel exclusive. Lifetime free cleanings, early access to collections, invites to special events, complimentary appraisals, personalized birthday messages. Trust built through these thoughtful touches turns one-time buyers into lifelong fans. And number three, master the art of clienteling. This is what separates luxury independents from chain stores. It's personalized, proactive outreach from your sales team to your best clients, but it only works if you have the right data, knowing what they bought, their preferences, important dates. When a sales associate reaches out with a message like, "Hey John, your anniversary's coming up and I thought Sarah would love this new pendant," it feels genuine and converts like crazy. The key is having systems that highlight the right clients at the right time so your team can focus on building relationships, not chasing spreadsheets. Bottom line, your database is your most valuable asset. Stop ignoring it. If you want to grow revenue, maintain margins, and create a brand that customers adore, focus on retention first. Aim for that 5% improvement and watch your profits soar. The jewelers who will dominate in the next 5 years won't be the ones with the biggest ad budgets. They'll be the ones building the deepest relationships with the customers they already have. Thanks for listening to Growth Strategies for Jewelers. For more insights and to see how we can help you build customers for life, visit us at deepearthmkt.com. Until next time, keep shining bright. Outro music.